We might have meows in this episode.
It adds to the ambiance.
Just what we need is ambiance.
You're going to feel like you're here.
With us. With my cat yelling at you.
Well, it's better than Coco, so.
Coco just has a lot to say all the time and is very...
She's a guard dog, but she's not, like...
I was going to say she's very aggressive with what she needs to say.
And there's someone at the door. That's when she has some things to get off her chest.
Right?
And then you open the door and she won't do anything. She's literally like...
She's just like, ah, hey, what's up? Did you
know?
She's
like, it's none of my business. And she'll just
walk away.
Who are you? What?
You're not here for me.
Oh, that's who that was? Okay.
We're good.
That's exactly what she does. Or for someone she knows, she's like, oh my God, hey, are you going to pet me? Okay, that's enough.
That is.
She wanted to be pet. Anyway,
by the time this episode airs, the holidays will have passed. So happy holidays to everyone. Whatever you may celebrate.
Whether you had one day off, a week off, you deserve it.
You do. It's been a year.
It's very fast.
It was. I feel like we're still at the start of December. I don't know where it went.
No one ever wants to listen to me say this, but I'm going to say it every time. Time is a social construct.
I was going to say, I knew you were going to say that. I was going to say that. It really is. It's like fake.
Every time I say that to some people, they're like, shut up.
I say that all the time.
You don't understand.
It's fake. Time is fake. Whatever.
It is fake. Because what?
Yeah. Because what? I'm still on December 5th. Like, it's still December 5th.
We don't have to follow it. I mean, like, we really don't, because it gets dark at 2 o'clock. We don't have to follow that.
So yes, happy holidays to everyone, no matter what you celebrate. And we are back for another episode of Then and Now. And we got a girl group for everybody this time. It's been a...
I know you guys are like, finally.
Two episodes. October had Red Velvet. But anyway.
That was a recent group. This is like...
Oh, yeah. This one's actually a disbanded group. A little bit. We went a little bit further back in time this time.
If you're going to... Hey, I'm going to be honest. You're going to hear a lot about disbanded groups from us. So
yeah. Because that's who we miss the most.
That's who we still play.
Yeah, that is... I'm actually, a lot of the songs that I wrote down for today's episode are songs that I actually do, like, still listen to. And they're
There's one song that comes on and I put it on repeat.
I'm like, I can't take it off. Yeah.
There's one song, I mean, it's never going to let go. It's like, you're going to stay right here forever. And it has been forever.
It's valid, though. So the group is 4 Minute. We didn't get very many hints, but the group this month is 4 Minute with our girls. Lacey and I were actually really bigly into them when they were active.
That was a time.
It was.
I don't know about you, but I was looking at the album covers. I don't mean this. Please don't take this as a diss. I was looking at this. I was like, that's Hyuna? That's crazy.
Right?
Like the glow ups that happened or,
yeah.
I don't know, just like.
No, they really grew up. Like, wild. It's just so wild to look at it and be like, holy cow, they debuted in 2009 and see how different they look. Like, they grew up.
I got to be honest. I still can't figure out. I don't know anymore. That's how I was looking at the album cover. I was like, wow. Very impressed for some reason. I guess it's us in, like, middle school. No, it's not. Because Hyuna, like, I don't know. Transformed is how I felt from then and now.
She definitely just turned into a woman is what I think it really is, because even like looking at the other members, it's like they all just looked so young and like youthful and had chubby cheeks and were cute. And now it's like, wow, you guys are gorgeous. You don't look the same at all. Especially like Sohyun, the maknae, and Jihyun. They just, or not, was Sohyun the maknae or was Gayun? No, Sohyun was. Right? I don't remember.
So I mean, we could go to Google.
I'm looking.
She's 29. It was Sohyun.
Yeah, Sohyun was. But just like looking at them through the years, they just grew up.
We grew up because we're like, we're not that far from them.
I know. We grew up too. Yes, it's true.
It's so funny looking at people's ages and being like, we could be friends. Like, same age and everything. Or close. Like, yeah. Really close. Aw. Well.
Well,
I guess we'll start with the first question
is feelings at debut.
Hot issue. I'm still addicting.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like when I looked up, what was their debut? And I was like, oh my God, Hot Issue, the show called Hot Issue had on me. And then I just sang it the rest of the day after I looked that up. And it was such a, like, that time in K-pop was crazy because that sound would not be popular right now.
Yeah, no. And that was one thing that I was, like, I was going to say when feelings at debut is, like, just going back and listening to this, this is such the, like, K-pop formula.
Yeah.
Like, what K-pop was when it really became big. But like you said, it would not be popular right now. But there's a part of me that's, like, hopeful things will just work back around and it'll become popular again. Because this is such an addicting and, like, catchy and fun song. And it's, like, bright. Not just in, like, the music video aspect, but it's just, like, listening to it. It's just very, like, bright.
And that was them. Fun. Like, Hot Issue, like, the sound of Hot Issue, that's them, man.
That was them
until, wait, album, what year is that? Ugh, they did more singles and EPs and albums, so that had to be them until, like, I don't know.
Well,
2015, or I would argue.
I would say the same, but even then, they're definitely a group that, like, at its core, their identity, you could hear it in the song. No matter what kind of, like, song or genre they did, they definitely had, like, you would listen and you would be like, this is 4 minute. This just sounds like them. No matter what they were doing, even their slower songs, you would just listen and you would be like, this is 4 minute.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had, like, an identity with their music. And this was them. I would say even up until disbandment, because there were still parts of the song that it's just like, this is 4 minute. But yeah, they did this music, whatever this, like, formula of K-pop, they did this pretty much up until, like, 2013, 14, 15.
I would argue that they own the sound.
Yeah.
Because I can't think of, I mean, like, you have 21 that was doing something similar, but I really feel like 4 minute, really, this was them.
Yeah, and when I think of, like, this sound, I think more 4 minute than I do 21.
Yeah.
So I would say this was, like, 21 or 4 minutes. Like, this was them
for sure.
I remember you actually were the one that got me into them. You showed me this music video.
I was showing you everything.
I know, but this is one that this one was one that really stuck with me ever since it came out. Like, this was a debut, and girl groups, I know, like, when we were both younger, girl groups was very, like, we were definitely into the boy groups. And so I felt like girl groups, it was really just a matter of, like, finding the right group for us that had the correct sound.
Mm-hmm.
And this was an instantaneous, as soon as you sent this to me, I was like, this is the kind of music that I am looking for.
I still love Hot Issue. But I remember playing their track, and then there is this person on YouTube that did the rock version where they played their guitar. I was like, this is amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
And I played it all the time. They did they did that one, and they did, I can't remember the other girl group. Is it 4? I don't think it was 4 minute. It's the song Honey. I don't know. I'll look it up later, but it went off. It was so good. even now, it's a really addicting song. So obviously, we liked it.
Yeah, we liked them at debut, like from the start, right out the door. It was definitely a 4 minute is the girl group.
It was a bop
for us. It was a bop. And I don't know, just watching the music videos again is just so funny, seeing like the styling and stuff.
I'm so glad we moved on from that.
I am too, but this is just so K-pop. Like, so K-pop.
It's, it is. I mean, they were like, listen, anything was better than 21's style that was going on. Because they were doing crazy stuff. But they looked real cute. Crazy. Like, 4 Minute looked super cute and trendy.
They did. Mm-mm. All the fun colors and craziness and the weird mismatched clothes. Okay. Second question. Songs to recommend to a non-K-pop listener.
I just got one.
You just have one? I have two.
And I don't need anyone to be surprised. I need them to pull up Crazy. Pull it up on the big screen and play it.
That's valid.
It's going to change your life.
It's going to change your life.
I remember when Crazy dropped.
I remember when it dropped too. Everybody was like losing their mind. And it was such a good song.
I remember us losing our mind over Crazy.
Yeah. No, everybody did. When that dropped, that was just like, whoa.
Because it felt like a completely different concept.
I was going to say it was such a concept switch up for them that it was like, what just happened? Is this the 4 minute that we know? Like, it was still very them, but it was just like, wait.
They were hard. Like,
than what we got used to. Yeah, they really hit a lot harder with that song.
That's what I would show somebody. Like, I can't really... With 4 Minute, they have such a sound where I know that it might not really jive with people, if you want to say. So I'd just rather, I'd show, either show them that or Hot Issue. Like, you want to see what K-pop is really about? Look at this. Nah, Hot Issue was like, I mean, Crazy was, it was crazy. That stare, the stairs. And then walking down the stairs.
Yeah. Whole choreography. Ugh, that was just, wow.
Fire. Never forgetting that. That was great. I remember it vividly. Like, I don't even have to watch.
No, I don't either. Just, and like the whole black and white. That was
best album cover.
Yes.
No crumbs.
And their hats with their names. That was just like everybody.
Get out of here.
Everybody wanted those hats too.
I feel like that, man, whatever. Like, it was so good.
It was
did that.
It was like a culture reset, especially for 4 Minute.
It was.
It was just so good.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, that's the one I would show somebody.
Okay. So I have two. My first one is a song that I feel like everybody has heard everywhere at some point, and it's actually Volume Up.
Oh, I forgot about Volume Up. Ooh. Ooh. Okay. You're right.
Yeah, right? That, I feel like that one, especially for a non-K-pop listener, is one of the, like, safer choices. Because it's like your, like, traditional dance track, but with a 4 minute twist.
Is it? I mean.
But it's got,
I feel like Volume Up is a surprise, though. You didn't feel like it was a surprise?
No. I think it's like a dance track, but it's got like 4 minutes personality and like twist to it. And I think it's just a well-rounded song too. Like, it's catchy. The high notes from...
Ooh, was it, she was singing.
Was it Jiyun or Gayun? I forget. But like the high notes that were being hit, it was good. And then it was sexy as well. So I feel like it would be a good choice for a non-K-pop listener. They don't have to watch the music video. That's where it was sexy. But I feel like this is definitely like just a song that's good for a non-K-pop listener. Because it leans more towards like a dance sound, traditional dance sound.
Okay.
But there's
Volume Up is another one where I'm like,
But there's a lot of layers. Yeah, no, because there's like a lot of layers to the song that I just, I think it would draw people in.
I think that, I think Volume Up is a good like,
and like you
trick this, song because you don't know where it's going. So I'm like, I feel like when you play that for someone, they're gonna, it's gonna start out and they're gonna be like, what are we about to listen to? This is not,
and then it just gets better.
Like, I don't even like the sax.
Sax was such a good inclusion, though.
Yeah, it was really good. And that then song was great.
And then that final chorus, like that final high note, when it really picks up after the sax, it amps up so good. What, that's one of my favorite songs. But it's also one that, like I said, I feel like everybody has heard it somewhere at some point. Like, I hear it in YouTube videos all the time. I hear it in, like, advertise. Yeah, I hear it snuck in places, and I'm like, do they know this is a K-pop song? Like, do they know what they're doing? I've heard it snuck in places, and I'm just like, I see you.
Interesting.
So I feel like because I've been exposed to it in places that I don't typically expect it to be, I think it would be a good, like you said, trick song, not in the fact that it, like, you're like, where is the song going? But in the fact that people actually slip it into things and you're like, this song is good. And then you're like, wait, it's a K-pop song.
Oh, man. I can't believe I forgot about Volume Up. It's right here.
I can't either. That's crazy.
I don't know. Maybe I was just so in love with Crazy. Maybe that's what that was.
I mean, that's valid, though.
I mean, but I would show Crazy still. Like, I just forgot.
Yeah, no. Crazy's good.
It's because I've been playing it. Recently. I mean, Crazy's always on my rotation. It's always there. It's always been there.
Same. And then the second song for me is actually 4 minutes Is It Poppin'? That would be the second song that I recommend. Just because I feel like Volume Up is the song that hits harder, and then Is It Poppin' is the song that is a little bit lighter and more like, it still has, I think, familiar sounds that people would be used to. It kind of has like an old vibe to it that people might hear in like American music, but it's also still very K-pop-y. In not just in like the styling, but also in the sound. It's very just like fluffy and K-pop-y. And it's
Everything 4 minute is like the epitome of K-pop.
Yes. But like, this feels like a K-pop song that it's like, oh, you liked Volume Up? Well, now listen to like their K-pop sound. But this is still, this still has like familiar, just like really like old school-y sounds to it, like instrumentals to it, that I feel like people would be open to listening to this if they're a non-K-pop listener. That's how I feel.
All right. Both hits. All of them.
All of them are hits. I agree. They're all good choices. We had a nice array this time as well.
Well, what are your top three songs?
Top three songs. Okay. The song, I like, they're two from the same album. This first song, I like live for it. It is my favorite song.
She's living for it. What is the song?
It's Show Me. Off of their album Crazy.
Hold on. Hold on, y'all. Because I listened to...
Show me, show me. Da 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 da. I love it so much.
Keep singing.
I don't know the words. It just...
Okay.
It's so perfect. It starts off really hard.
What's your number one song?
That is like my number one song. I love this song so much. If Jeremy... If I wanted to pull him over across the room... He could tell you how much I repeated this song in college. I love this song so much. If iTunes were still a thing, this would probably be up there with Nilili Mambo on how many times I replayed it.
Dang.
It was on repeat. I just love at the beginning how it starts off really hard with like Hyuna's rap. And you're like, what in the world are we getting into? And then all of a sudden it is a complete 360. And it's just like the most upbeat song. And you're like head bopping to it. And you're like, this is good.
It's just a good, Crazy was a good album. It was one of the, it was one of the great albums to me.
Same. So yeah, Show Me is like, that's like my top 4 minute song of all time. I love that song so much. It's, It's like my perfect mix of 4 minute personality, but also like I like the hype energy songs, the songs that really like get me going.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. I love this song so much. Second favorite song, and these two aren't really in order, but I can without a doubt say Show Me is like my favorite song. But the next song is actually also on the Crazy album, and it's Tickle, Tickle, Tickle. Just because that
you
one,
like very I know what you like, so.
But it's also this one was such a unexpected sound from them.
They got that sax in there.
They do, but it's also like they got the sax. It's a little bit sultry, a little bit sexy, but also a little bit fun and playful and flirty.
Mm-hmm.
And like not just in the lyrics, but also like the sounds of the songs. Like you said, they've got the sax. They like threw it in and you're like, I feel like this shouldn't work, but it does.
Yeah, so, they were the group that was like, we're one of them. I mean, everybody was doing it, but
they were one of them.
Some that stuff in there.
They made like, things work really well.
How did
well.
You do that?
Yeah, how did you do that? How did you make that work? So that's one of my other favorites. And then the last top three is What You Doing Today.
I thought you were gonna, what's your name? What's your name? That's what one I thought you were about to say.
No, but it was a close. It would have been. Maybe. I don't know. What's Your Name was really good, but What You Doing Today had just in the chorus a little bit more like catchiness to it that I just was always more drawn to that one. But like those eras of 4 minute where it was like, is it popping? What You Doing Today? What's Your Name? Like those eras were really when I was like, this is peak 4 minute. They were very fun eras to just be around for them. It was peak like K-pop. It was peak 4 minute sound. It was just fun to be a 4 minute stan at that point in life.
It was. They have such like, y'all really did that with your songs. Like
they had like,
they had a lot of really good
They did. They had
a really addicting sound.
I was going to say there was something in that music. Like there was some sort of drug slipped into that music because they had like
the weirdest sound.
The weirdest sounds, but they were always so addicting and they drew you in.
You put that on anybody else, you put that on any other group,
and it wouldn't
I just
work.
Don't think it would work.
It wouldn't work.
So
So what are your top 3?
My top three, I think it's funny because two of my songs are from one album as well. Well, number one is obviously Crazy.
Yes.
I don't have a counter on Spotify. I don't know how to tell how many times I played a song, but I can guarantee.
Played it a lot too.
I can guarantee I play that song at least 5 times a month. At the least. I play that song. It pops up a lot. Whenever I put it on shuffle, whether it's like all 19 of my playlists that I put it on shuffle, it always seems to play. Or if I go to my I Got Jams playlist,
mm-hmm.
It's there and I'll play it. I'm playing Crazy. I'm playing Valid. That song.
That one was one of the ones that was in the running for me, but I didn't want to do 3 songs for Buddha.
You could have.
I mean, but they had so much to choose from that I genuinely am happy with my list and how I chose my mm-hmm. list. But Crazy, I'm right up there with you. Like that was just like we said, cultural.
And that's horn.
Cultural reset.
How do you make that horn sound good?
And you hate horn sounds.
And I hate horns. I don't know.
They just had it. Ugh, I miss them now so much.
You would play an album. I don't know. So my second song is from the album Act 7 and it's No Love. That is my second favorite song. It's more of a slow tempo song and it's actually one of their more simple songs, to be honest. But I'm obsessed with it. It has a nice tempo. It's very catchy. And I never skip it. Like with the 4 minute songs I have, I never skip them.
That is one thing that I will say about 4 minute and slow songs. I don't think I ever really skipped their slow songs. There's something that's just really like appealing about their slower songs. And it's just, it was always nice to hear like the slower songs on their albums too. So like No Love, because you could really see like the vocal talent that they had.
Yeah.
But that's, like, yeah. No Love is another good song because it still has that like K-pop, like 4 Minute was just K-pop, mm-hmm. and it still has like that K-poppiness to it while being a little bit slower.
Cause it has that up tempo. I don't know what you call that sound. I don't know what you call it. But it has an up tempo in there with these taps, with the taps happening in the yeah. background, where it's slow, but that part doesn't make it slow.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with that song. It's a really, really, really good song. That's probably another one I would probably recommend to someone that's never listened to them before.
Mm-hmm.
That might be another good one. My last one, the reason why Volume Up didn't pop up first is because Hate is my third favorite. And they got two of the same vibes to me. But Hate, that goes hard too.
It does. That, dang. Dang. I didn't think about that. That's a good one.
Isn't Hate such a
great song? Yeah, that is, dang.
You can't even pick. Both of them are really good.
Well, now that I think about it too, Hate could have been one that I put on the recommend.
That is, and that's another one that's a switch up that surprises you.
Yes. Like when it hits Soyeon's part.
Yeah.
Soyeon's part where she has the dancers around her and like the beat suddenly is like really hard. It's just like, whoa, this is not what I was expecting.
Yeah, it's good. I love it.
This is when we really started to hear, I think, like the switch ups in K-pop as well. Like NCT, like kind of like it sounds like it could be.
I wonder where it started.
I do too. We should do like a research episode
because it didn't start with Big Bang. It didn't start with 21.
No, but this was definitely.
It might be around 4 Minute. I can't really think of anyone else.
This came out in 2016, and I definitely think it was around 2016, 2015 time, because I think that's about the time that NCT debuted as well. But this is definitely, I remember, I love this song, but I remember when it first came out, I was like, what in the world? Because it sounds like two songs put together.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I love this song. But I'm curious. We should do like a research deep dive episode one day.
I know. And there's so many like trends where you have the switch up, then you have the drop.
But this one is very prominent even today, where it sounds like there's multiple songs like strung together. Multiple different songs strung together. Hey, it's good though.
That was it. Those are all three that'll like.
I approve.
Well, No Love is not gonna like pump you up, but
yeah.
Crazy and Hate, they're gonna make you feel capable of conquering the day.
Capable.
Whatever you gotta do. If you're frustrated, listen to those songs. They're gonna make you feel good. So
I approve. Next question is your top album. Well,
it's Act 7. They just have short albums.
They do. That is one thing that is disappointing about.
Like, they never did a bunch of albums.
It about was like, their management with Cube is
nothing but EPs.
Yeah.
Which is so weird.
Cube sucks.
It was between Act 7 and, I don't know, like, Crazy was a really good album, too. But Volume Up was also nice.
Mine was Crazy.
Yeah.
That is
it was like, the last two albums, they really just did that. It was really good.
Amped it up.
Yeah.
Mine is Crazy, though. Crazy is one that I literally can listen to from start to finish without any skips on the album. Like, even their slower stuff and how they ended it with Cold Rain.
Cold Rain is really good, though.
Cold Rain is really good. But it's just, like, the perfectly put together album, in my opinion. It's one of my favorites, for sure.
That would be my second. Like, Cold Rain, that's how you finish an album.
I'm not sure
what else to say.
Yeah, it was, like, the perfect. That was the perfect.
I remember listening through them, and I was like, oh, there's a reason why it has over 2 million listens. Because
that was an album, though, like, when it first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish, like, iTunes were still a thing because, or, like, my iTunes, not just iTunes in general, it's still a thing, but I've changed computers so many times that I've lost the counts that I used to have on Oh man,
of plays,
and like that whole album had some of the most plays from my iTunes ever. Like from Crazy to Cold Rain, Cut It Out.
I would pay for you to do Crazy and Cold Rain and just be like, "That's it,
that's it, that's."
I'm like, "Wow, that's a great $500 I spent."
Yeah.
Or however much you want to charge. If you just did two songs. Ooh, if you just did two songs. Yeah. It's either Hate or Crazy. You got to do either or. Yeah, that's a good album.
It is a good album.
Act 7 was really, like, dynamic to me, too.
It was a dynamic album.
No, it was just different compared to how they started. Mm-hmm. But it still had their flair. So
it's it still very much was 4 Minute. Mm-hmm.
So, love that. Same. I don't have anything else to say for it.
I don't either.
Y'all should listen to those albums. You should literally just listen to the releases, their music videos or whatever, and
be satisfied.
Be satisfied.
Honestly, you should listen to their last two albums.
Yeah, those ones did a good job.
They were elevated. The last two albums.
They ended off strong. They didn't end on an album where I'm like,
I want this more
different because this one was not good.
I agree. So next song is favorite special song or album, OST, solo, seasonal, etc.
I mean, I'm just gonna have to stick to Act 7 as like. I don't really.
So my choice is Troublemaker.
That is really good
because that was one that
I'm gonna have to steal that because I mean, that's totally fine. Nothing really stuck other than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also Hyuna was the one that did like most of the solo,
work as well. Never really been like in Hyuna. Solos like that. Nothing against you.
Yeah, no, and there are some that I do like, but I think one of the things about Troublemaker is we'd never really seen co-ed groups succeed, but because Hyuna and Hyunsung had so much popularity, it was just like the perfect formula of like we're gonna do a co-ed project.
People lost their minds over that too.
They did.
That was a good song.
It was.
That's so nostalgic.
It is. It's weird too because they had another song that they did together, the two of them, but like Troublemaker is the one that's like, whoa, like what happened? This is like so much
because it was so sensual.
It was
sexy. Like,
it was.
And people were like, oh my, people were losing their mind because Hyuna already had the image of like grown and sexy.
Yeah,
and then it was just good. I was eating it up. I was here for it. Other people were like, I'm too pure for this or whatever. It was spicy at the time. Like they were doing some stuff where I was like, whoa.
I think the only other one that I would choose is probably, it's still Hyuna, Triple H, 365 Fresh with Dawn and Hui from Pentagon.
Because
that was another one that was like, they did retro right. And the music video was just so amusing to watch.
That one was just not like.
No, it didn't.
Granted, it's on my playlist for some reason. It was. I think I deleted it because I was like, I just.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't.
Troublemaker definitely hits more, so that's my top choice. But I think I would also choose Triple H as like a backup.
Yeah, I agree.
So last question then is feelings with the most recent comeback, which was Hate.
It was fire.
And it was also their disbandment.
What a great way to end. Yeah.
Well, yes and no. I'm actually bittersweet about their last comeback. I don't listen to Hate a lot, which is why when you said it, I was like, oh my gosh, that is a good song. Just because like when that album came out, there were already rumors about if it doesn't do well, they're going to disband. And I just think Cube messed up.
Cube was not doing a great job with a lot of stuff.
They weren't doing what they could have for this group. And it was just really disappointing. And so I personally just have a lot of like bittersweet feelings towards their last comeback. But overall, the song is really great. The styling in it is really great. Mm-hmm.
I had a good time. That's all that mattered to me.
And it's like, it's one of their, but like the music video is really gorgeous is what I'm trying to say. It's like really good.
If you were going to end it, I don't know. Like it was, I don't know. I think it didn't help that people were such haters of Hyuna.
Yeah.
So it was just kind of like, that's what I felt like was the biggest problem and why they had to, they ended up disbanding or something. Like, they just didn't know how to handle that. And if they knew how, they'd still be together probably. But I think Hyuna was doing so, or was like taking off and stuff, and they just kind of go where the money flows or whatever.
Yeah. Also, Cube has just always been known for mismanagement too.
Yeah.
Like, all of their early groups are all gone.
Mm-hmm.
Beast is gone. 4MINUTE is gone. They barely do anything with some of their newer groups. Like, they only really focus.
That's crazy. How you have Beast and 4MINUTE, and then that's...
Well, and then B2B just all left, and that was, like, their oldest group in the company. They all just left. Like Pentagon. This.
Nobody learns.
Pentagon left. I think there's, like, one or two left in the company. Pentagon just left recently, like, 2 months ago recently. They only really have Idol, who they focus on, and then they have another girl group called Lightsome, but I don't know when the last time they had a comeback was. Like, they are notorious for being mismanagers. And then CLC also was part of...
Oh, that was a good group too.
That was a good group. So
it's always the groups I'm obsessed with.
So a lot of like disappointment, just bitter feelings overall, but Hate was a really good song. Like, and like Lacey said, it was, if they had to go out, at least they went out with a bang, because that was definitely a song that left a mark. And I'm glad they didn't like end with a slow song, because that would have just made everything worse.
Ugh, I would have. No, not 4MINUTE. That literally makes no sense. Don't get me started, because I'm thinking about a group that did that, and I was like, what are y'all on?
Well, like Sistar. That's who I think of him. That's who I think of immediately. And I'm like, why did you have to end?
Why did y'all do that?
The saddest song.
Girl, we don't want this. Turn around and shake your ass.
It's true, though.
It's true. That's how I felt. That's what we needed. And you weren't. Whatever. Now I'm mad.
It's true.
It sounds so degrading, but I mean it as a supportive woman. Like, that's what we needed. You didn't give it. What is wrong with y'all?
You had
so
job.
Aggressive. Turn around. Shake that ass. Like, come on.
You had one job. So yeah, at least 4MINUTE ended on that note.
They ended on 4MINUTE.
Yeah.
4MINUTE terms.
Yeah. So. But I'm still, they were my favorite girl group. So I am very sad that they're not here.
We were obsessed with a lot of girl groups.
Yeah, but like if I think about my favorite girl groups back then when we were like both into it, 4MINUTE and 9MUSES come to mind first.
Yeah, 9MUSES.
Even over like 21, even over Girls' Day, who I also liked.
Yeah, Girls' Day was the second one I was thinking of.
4MINUTE, it was literally 4MINUTE, 9MUSES, and then probably Girls' Day after that. But like 4MINUTE was my favorite. If they were still here, I would pay money to go to their concerts.
I would too. Like, I would pay to see any OG's concert.
That is how much. Well, even if they weren't like an OG and they were like still active today.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would go see them. I love 4MINUTE, and so I'm sad. I'm still so sad.
I'm like scrolling through to see if any other. Oh, like AOA was cool.
AOA was good. They were definitely though, like not hit and miss, but it was definitely like I liked certain eras more than others. Whereas with 4MINUTE, it was just like overall like. Didn't matter what they did. I liked them.
That's true.
That's how I felt. So I missed them. But it's okay, I guess. but it's not okay.
You gotta let it go, man.
I know. It's too hard.
It's been so long.
I don't care.
We just gotta hope that they're happy right now.
Cheers. I do hope they are happy.
Well.
But anyway, that was it. Well. Let us know what your favorite songs are. Let us know what your favorite album was.
If you've never listened to them before, which one did you listen to?
Yeah. If you
there are people out here that have never listened to 4 Minute.
Yep. If you're just getting into them now with this episode, please drop a comment and tell us what
this is a lot.
What recommendation okay. did you take and listen to? We want to know. Mm-hmm. And did you like
No Love is pretty chill. I'm just letting you know. Compared to all the ones we recommended.
I was going to say, if you don't want to drop into it, like immediately too hard and too fast,
yeah,
maybe do, listen to No Love or like
Do That
or Cold Rain. Those are oh yeah good ones.
Those are good. Dip your toes in that. It's like,
and then you can ease into the
I don't think you can ease into the other one. That's you're just kind of
just gonna be like a jumping in there. 360 degree turn, so maybe just
embrace it. Don't let go. Don't let go. Take it in.
Accept it. We'll push it on you. Accept it.
Hug it. Don't let go of it. Hug it tight.
So yeah, that's it. Thank you for listening to this episode and joining us for our discussion on 4 Minute. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And again, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, y'all. We'll
see you in the new year.
Yeah.
Bye.